Welcome back to the Jacob McLaughlin Podcast and Radio Show. So excited to have you guys joining me here today in Scottsdale, Arizona. It's actually been a crazy week. Last week it hit 30s and it snowed. It snowed in Phoenix, Arizona. I want you guys to hear that because it's something I didn't think actually existed. And this is why I left the Midwest, my friends. This is why I got away from the cold and the snow, and I moved out to Arizona, and now it's following me. So there's only one conclusion from this. I am the problem. I am the person who brings all the snow and all the cold. So I'm sorry, Phoenix, for bringing this to you guys. But as we're jumping in today, you guys, it's Monday. It's time to get back on the wagon. It's time to go work and grind and make your life the way you want it to be, or just pay the bills. You know, we're all in it for different reasons. But that's what I'm doing. It's TGIM, baby. Thank God it's Monday. And you're like, Jacob, shut up. I don't want to hear it's good Mondays. That doesn't exist. And I want to just give you a little real talk real quick so you guys can hear where I'm coming from. And it's starting off with a quote. And the reason I'm starting with this with a quote, because I think in the world we live in, society conforms to what we need to know. And in society right now, it's work, 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 live for the weekends, have the weekends, love it up, and then Monday comes and it's back to sucky job and I hate my life. So that quote is going to be, don't be afraid of being different. Be afraid of being the same as everyone else. End quote. And I don't have an author, so I can't give the credit due to who it is to. But with that said, man, that's such a good quote, because what does society tells us? I'll tell you what society tells us. Society tells us, go to school, graduate, go get a good paying job with good benefits, go get married, have a family, work for 40 years, retire, and live the American dream. You ever heard that before? Yeah, me too. But how many of, for us, does that actually happen? It doesn't. And I'll tell you why. Because once you go get that safe job, you realize that safe job's not what you really love to do. Once you go and you have that family, which I am not talking crap about family, I just want to make that very clear. But once you realize how much hard work comes in with family, how much your time's constraint comes with family, and how much effort comes with family, then it changes the whole dilemma or the dynamic of the situation. And what I mean by that is, you know, everybody puts, it'll be so safe and it'll be so easy once I get a family. It'll be so safe and easy once I get this good job. It'll be so safe and easy as blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on. And what I'm telling you guys, it doesn't. It doesn't ever get more safe. It doesn't get easier. You just have to keep getting stronger and making it through life. And so saying it's TGIM, I want you guys to look at it. If you guys aren't excited about your Monday going to work, what are you doing? If you're not excited about your Tuesday going to work, what are you doing? And I know what you guys are saying. Well, you don't know what I'm doing. I have to pay bills. I have to, yeah, and I respect that. Like, yes, you have to pay bills. You probably have a family and you have to help others. But what I'm saying is, if you don't love your Tuesday, then why are you alive and you working? Because you're just wasting your life away doing something you hate. You better be finding something that you absolutely love, so when you wake up Tuesday, you're excited. You wake up Monday, you're ready to go to work. And that's the talk today. It's, you know, we are gifted so many blessings every single day. If you can wake up, if you have a job, if you even have a cell phone, if you have one of these things in my hand right now, an iPhone that's $1,500 and has more technology in this little hand of mine than some countries have, like, we are extremely blessed. But so many times I talk to people at my work that are like on a Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, they're like, they're not happy with their job, they're not happy with their life, they're not happy where it's at. And I understand it, because there's so many stressors in the world. But it's me looking at it from a different point of view. If you guys aren't happy with your Monday or your Tuesday or your Wednesday or every single day, is what I mean. If you're not happy with your everyday life, with the job you're working, then why are you doing it? And a lot of times I hear from my clients, you know, money. And I get that. Like, you have to pay bills. You have to, you know, support a family. And I respect that. But for so many times, to a lot of the people I talk to, if you would just lower your lifestyle, you could work something you don't hate and like enjoy your life so much. And what I mean by that, instead of going buying that new car and having a $400 car payment, if you actually just bought a used car that does everything you need it to for $6,000, and now you don't have a car payment, now there's $400 extra dollars a month that you don't have to make ends meet. And just think if you did that with several things. Like, that's what I'm talking about, is if you can make your lifestyle a little less and go to do stuff you actually love, you'll be happier in the end. And I just want to encourage you guys, you want to be loving every single day of this short life we have. We're on this earth for under 30,000 days, and life is too short to be dreading going to work every single day. And so that's why I just encourage everybody to go after their passion, go after what you guys really like. And again, I know money comes into it. And so, like, if you have to do this for a short stint in your life, I get it. Like, I was there. You have to do things you don't like to make ends meet, and I totally respect that. But what I don't want you guys to do, because a lot of times I talk to many clients like this, is they get caught up in it. What I mean is, they hate it, but they need the money, and now they're 15 years in, and now they're wishing that they would have left a long time ago because the money's not worth it, and they've missed out on so many things. And so that's just my encouragement to you guys. Start doing things you guys love every single day, and that goes for your guys' job. That's why I'm lucky enough, that I found my passion, and it takes searching. How do you find your passion? You just sometimes it just falls into your lap, and sometimes you just have to do a lot of searching. But find your passion and then go for it, because the saying's so cliche, but it's so true. If you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. And if you do it for free, you win. Like, if this is something you would do for the rest of your life and you love it, you'll win at life. Because that's why I'm making this podcast, and it's 9 o'clock on a Friday, and I absolutely just love it, and I'm excited to share this with you guys. You have to be passionate about what you guys do, and I just want to give you encouragement. If you're not happy with where you're at in life, if you're not happy with, that it's Monday and you have to go to work, then maybe you guys need to rethink where you're at. And I'm not saying make drastic changes, but maybe rethink and maybe start making a plan. Maybe this isn't something I see myself doing for the next 3 years or next year. Maybe start looking for things that you're gonna enjoy. Because if you're not loving every single day that you're alive, then you're wasting this time that we have on Earth. And so that's my little quick rant to you guys. Thank God it's Monday. Go make it a great week. Do something active and go live the life you want. I'll talk to you guys next time.